And now it's time to join Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week.
This week, do you ever get that cramping feeling?
Hello, my name is Glenn. I'm in Johannesburg, South Africa, and I would like to know what causes leg cramps and how can I avoid them?
This is something even the fittest people in the world suffer. So what can ordinary people do to avoid it?
This is Dr. Stephen Huan, the Ashley Montague Fellow in the Faculty of Education and Social Work at the University of Sydney. Okay, a muscle cramp is an involuntary and forcibly contracted muscle that simply does not relax. When you use your muscles, you can control them voluntarily in your legs and arms, for example, and they can contract alternately. You know, they can relax and then contract. But when you lose control of this, this is the muscle cramp. Now, about 95% of humans have muscle cramps, have experienced them at least sometimes, some more than others, and it happens particularly in old age, but even children can have muscle cramps. Now, what do we do to prevent them? Well, you have to be very careful about warming up before exercise. You have to be very careful that you don't become dehydrated. And that's why when you see, for example, tennis players getting leg cramps, that's because they're losing a lot of fluid when they're on the tennis court, especially in very, very hot weather. So you have to remain hydrated. You also have to have a high level of potassium in your body, because if you have low potassium, then sometimes this can cause the muscle cramps, but also low potassium can be associated with muscle weakness as well.
Sometimes muscles overshorten themselves, and this can be caused by low sodium, low potassium, dehydration, hypoglycemia, and even hypocalcemia, which is a lack of calcium. So maybe try having a drink and something to replace whatever nutrients you might be missing. Or sometimes it happens because the joint has been flexed too much, and you just have to straighten it out or walk it off. So there's the pain, but what about the pain relief?
I'm Andrew McCluskey from Edinburgh, Scotland, and I was wondering how pain relief drugs target pain and why we don't go numb in random parts of our body.
How do those tiny painkillers remove a headache of doom? Answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com or write on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Thank you, Diana. So if you know, do get in touch. You can drop us an email or go on the forum if you've got any ideas.
Kat, thank you very much. That's it for this week. I have to say thank you to Tim Skerry and Ken Poole, our producers Mira Senthilingam, Tom Simpkins, Dave Ansell, Diana O'Carroll and Ben Vowsler. Join us next week when we celebrate the historic trademarking of one of the world's most successful drugs ever, and that's aspirin. If you have any questions about it, though, send them to me, chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, have a great evening and see you next week.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.